This episode will be a big picture look at introversion and extroversion. Although we will get into two types of introversion, rechargers and absorbers, and extroversion, players and talkers, look for future episodes where we get super specific and talk about the four different types of introversion and extroversion and the very specific behaviors that go along with each. We'll also answer the concerns of many parents who wonder if their child's level of introversion or extroversion is normal. Maybe you're curious because you have always thought you were both. You're an introverted extrovert, or you're an extroverted introvert. And we'll talk about that as well. It's really important for your children to know if they're introverted or extroverted. So we're going to have an episode directed to your kids that they can listen to so that they can get more awareness around this topic. And be sure to take advantage of my free child temperament test at wendygossett.com. Have you ever wondered if your child's behavior is normal? Is your child a living puzzle you can't understand? Are you craving insight into the minds of your adopted or stepchildren? Learn how God designed them and how to guide them while also gaining insight into your own joy-robbing patterns. Welcome to Not So Normal Parenting, where we unravel the mysteries of family dynamics from toddlers to teens using team-building tools like Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram. I'm Wendy Gossett, personality prodigy, parenting coach, best-selling author, speaker, and viral embarrassing dancing mom. I raised a son and daughter that are as different as Bob Ross and the Black Widow, and I am definitely not normal. Okay, let's dive into the beautifully not so normal together. Extroversion prioritizes the outer objective world, and introversion prioritizes the inner subjective world. E for extrovert, or I for introvert, are at the beginning of every Myers-Briggs type, such as ESTJ. These letters are extremely important because they act as volume or intensity control. With extroverts, the volume is turned up, but the intensity level is turned down. Introverts, on the other hand, have a lower volume oftentimes, but higher intensity. Introverts feel things at a very deep level and take more time to process their thoughts. But this doesn't mean that necessarily they're shy, like many people often think. We're going to talk about that in my interview with ENFP and Type 7 pediatrician Dr. Brandon Davison Tracy in our adult temperament twin interview. Susan Cain, who is the author of the book Quiet, puts it this way. Shyness is the fear of social disapproval or humiliation, while introversion is a preference for environments that are not overstimulating. Shyness is painful. Introversion is not. So actually in the Dr. Brandon interview, he said he wasn't shy, but what he describes is actually this definition of shyness, being anxious. There are all sorts of misconceptions about introverts because they hold their cards close and what you see is not what you get. Introverts are mysterious. So my introverts that are listening out there, just pride yourself in your ability to be mysterious. This is why it's so important to know what type of introvert your child is, so you can see into their private mind to better understand their strengths. You will also know the best way to connect with them and give them the space they need. Go to my website at wendygossett.com and take a free child temperament test for one child, or sign up for my Understanding Your Family 101 session and learn all about the brain functions in your family and how they are the roadmap for parenting your child. Believe it or not, introverts and extroverts have different brain chemistry. Introverts use the parasympathetic or relaxation side of the nervous system, while extroverts use the sympathetic or amped up side of the nervous system. Extroverts prefer dopamine to get charged up, And introverts prefer acetylcholine to get calmed down. I hope I said that right. Extroverts get drained from not having enough external world stimulation, like a project to work on, a place to explore, or in some cases, a person to talk to. Introverts have a higher level of neurochemical stimulation in their brains, causing them to be naturally overstimulated and always looking to tone things down. In other words, introverts are like Teslas. They need to recharge their batteries more often. So you're mysterious and you're Teslas. Statistics are different everywhere you look, but in general, extroverts outnumber introverts in our society. And my introverts that are listening are saying, yep, it definitely feels that way. Since America values extroversion, many people have learned to act extroverted even though they prefer to recharge by being alone. As I work with families, I often notice one introvert in a family of extroverts. I am sure my introverts listening right now are groaning inside as you imagine what that scenario would be like. Or maybe you're in that scenario and the clock is showing that your kids will be home in an hour. It's not that introverted parents don't love their kids. It's just that they love an occasional respite of peace and quiet. However, if the only introvert is one of your children, be sure to spend one-on-one time with them and give them permission to ask for alone quiet time. Create a quiet space somewhere in the house where they can decompress. If there isn't a quiet space, let them wear headphones and read a book or play with Legos or just daydream. Make it funny and have a sign that says, "Do not disturb, I am recharging my battery." And make it one of your family values to respect a person's space if they need recharge time. Give your introvert coping strategies when they are at a party or church youth group. We will have all sorts of ideas and tips in the introverted episodes to come, not to mention interviews with adult introverts who share their experiences, and both my kids are introverts, so we will definitely be talking to them. Look for an upcoming episode also where I will talk directly to your kids about the different needs of introverts and extroverts. You can also get a free family activity all about introversion and extroversion on my website at wendygossett.com under resources. This will help your kids understand why sometimes mommy needs to spend more time in the bathroom. It will also help them identify other introverts and extroverts around them to boost understanding and help them be more comfortable voicing their own needs and make them feel validated that they're not alone. The other scenario also exists. I am the only extrovert. You probably guessed that I'm an extrovert, but that's not always the case. I mean, people that are speakers and podcasters, when they have time to prepare, introverts can be extremely confident and wonderful at performing and speaking, but I am an extrovert. I'm the only extrovert in my family of introverts. I am the one who is ruining their peace and quiet. They would enjoy having a nice passive Saturday sitting on the couch with their phones or a movie, but I lose my sanity with too much inactivity. I am most content with a meaningful plan where all can bond together as a family. However, I had to realize that I was forcing my needs and expectations onto my family. I had to learn to strike a balance between activities and their recharge time. I had to plan to be unplanned. In my work with couples, I also commonly see the pattern of an extrovert married to an introvert. Occasionally, I will see an introvert married to an introvert. That's a very peaceful place, and then they usually get extroverted kids. But rarely will I see an extrovert married to an extrovert. Even in that scenario, one partner is usually a more logical extrovert who doesn't feel as much need to socialize. If you are one of many people who are on the fence as to whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, consider whether your partner is introverted or extroverted. This could give you a clue, since opposites really do attract. Since extroverts do dominate our American culture, it is so important for an extroverted parent to respect their introverted child's need for downtime and solitude. Many times an introverted child has given up all their energy at school. And they don't want to answer 20 questions as soon as they get in the car. I had to learn this with my daughter. I right away was, how was school? How was your day? What did you learn? She hated that. So I just finally said, you know, I'm going to give you your space and just let you have some quiet time. And if you need to talk to me, I'm right here. They need time to recharge their batteries. Some types are perfectly happy with one close friend, but parents worry that they aren't being social enough. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy discussed the three types of connection we need to combat isolation and loneliness. So if you're wondering, is my child too introverted? And these are the three types of connection they need to combat isolation and loneliness. One is an intimate connection. So one close confidant who knows them and loves them for who they are. So that's you, or a sibling, or a best friend. A relational or social connection, so a friendship where they can spend time with someone during the weekends or the evenings. So again, that could be you. It's best if they have one friend like that, or a cousin even, a family member. And then a collective connection where they need some kind of community with a shared mission that shares the same interests. So youth leaders, church groups, school clubs, again, families, extended family. So the Emmy Werner Resilience Study that took place several years ago followed 698 children in a poverty-stricken multiracial cohort on the Hawaiian island of Kauai for 30 years. Wow, bummer. That sounds like a bad study. I think I need to do a study. Let me know if you would like to join me for a study like that. 30% of the kids in this study had experienced complications at birth. They lived in families troubled by chronic discord, divorce, or parents with mental illness. And they were raised by mothers with less than 8 grades of education. So nurture was working against these kids. However, 1 out of 3 of these children grew into competent, confident, and caring adults. So what set these kids apart? These kids all had similar backgrounds and parental upbringing or nurture, but the ones that were resilient had one intimate connection, and your kid has one intimate connection as well, and that is you. So if you are worried about your introverted child, just know that they might not need as much as you think they do to do well. So among all the types, there are varying degrees of introversion and extroversion. Some types fall into the category of ambivert because they ride the line between introvert and extrovert. So in future podcasts, we will talk more about this. Once we look into how the brain functions, you will see that you aren't just one thing. If your brain was a car, it is like you have 4 passengers riding in it. These passengers are your brain functions. There is an introvert and an extrovert in the front seat, and an extrovert and an introvert in the back seat of your brain car. If the introverted brain function is driving the car, you are an introvert. But your extroverted co-pilot brain function comes out when you are around people and it drains your battery. So we'll talk more about that. There are different kinds of extroverts and introverts. So extroverted sensory seekers, which means they're seeking a fun experience with their 5 senses, and extroverted intuitives, those who use their 6th sense to take in information, love to play and show off. They love freedom, they hate being controlled, and they have a hard time coming to conclusions, and they thrive in chaos. Their own well-being in the present moment is their main concern. We call them players. Whereas extroverted logical thinkers and extroverted emotional feelers are more decisive and structured in their extroversion. They have a lot of words and are often teaching, venting, leading, or checking things off the box. They need validation from the group, so they are more concerned about the well-being of others. They are called talkers. So introverted sensors, Those who are more sensitive in their five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, and introverted intuitives, those who use their sixth sense to take in information, need to preserve their energy. They need time to internally process and are introspective over the past. They need order in their environment, they're slow to make decisions, and they fear chaos. They are called rechargers. So those are your Teslas. Introverted strategic thinkers and empathetic feelers need to take in more and more info. They need to be right. Their personal identity and values and feelings from the past and present are their main concern. They are internally decisive and are always asking themselves, how do I feel or think about this? They are called absorbers. So what kind of extrovert are you? Are you a player who loves freedom and is fine without a lot of plans at an event? You like to just kind of go with the flow? And or are you a talker that likes more structured events? So I am an extrovert, but I have a confession. I don't like women's retreats because, and this has partly to do with my Enneagram type, I'm a type 4. I don't like getting lost in a sea of people, and I don't like just seeing everybody else relate with each other, and I just don't feel like I have that one-on-one or just small group quality time. So it's funny, and when I go on a mission trip or something with a bunch of other people, I notice other extroverts' batteries are still charged when mine is draining. And I think feelers, their batteries drain faster than thinkers do. So we all have different degrees of extroversion. So what type of extrovert are your kids? Are they players who are just silly and goofy and want attention and, you know, just love having a party where there are no plans? They just like to have things unfold. Or are they a little bit more serious, more intentional? They like plans. Don't assume that your type of extroversion is the same as your child's type of extroversion. And there are some extroverts that just talk a mile a minute. They just need to brainstorm, and they can drive their parents absolutely insane. And we're going to talk more about those types in future episodes when we talk about the different kinds of extroversion. So what type of introvert are you? Are you an introvert that needs to recharge and all day long you're thinking about how can I preserve my energy? I need to have enough energy for all my tasks in the day. And or are you an absorber who needs to be right, who's always thinking about your convictions, how you think about something or what you believe about something? Are you kind of stubborn once you've made your mind up? And once again, don't assume that your type of introversion is the same as your child's type of introversion. Like I said before, my kids are both introverts, and I used to do a lot of singing for my church, and I would rehearse in the car, and my daughter at about 4 years old would tell me, "Stop singing, Mommy." So it wasn't like what you see in a Hallmark movie where a mother is lullabying her child and the child is smiling sweetly and falling asleep. She eventually grew to be a singer and worship leader herself, but it had to be on her terms and when she felt like it. So here is your thought for the day. These are from Proverbs. Listen before you speak, for to speak before you've heard the facts will bring humiliation, and even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. So that's a good one to share with your kids. Thanks so much for listening. It would be way too normal and expected for me to ask you for a review. So if you learned something new or just wanted to show the love, Instead, I'll just say, eat some soup. And that'll be my special way of asking, but not asking. So eat some soup. It'll make you feel all good and warm inside. And as a thank you, I'd love to offer you two free resources. The first is a beautifully illustrated ebook entitled 14 Instant Ways to Form a Deeper Connection with Your Child. And the second is a free child temperament test and video for gaining new insight into one of your children. You'll find these free resources at wendygossett.com. And you can also check out many helpful articles, as well as buy a copy of Your Child's Inner Drive, Parenting by Personality from Toddlers to Teens. Or maybe you're ready. You're tired of riding the cranky train because there isn't enough peace in your home. So make the move and sign up for my Understanding Your Family 101 Brain Mapping Personality session. There are scads of helpful videos on my YouTube channel at Wendy Gossett, including the silly one of me dancing in a blizzard on the highway, embarrassing my child. So until next time, friends, keep dancing through the quirks and chaos of parenting, because who needs normal when you can thrive in the extraordinary?